USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices jumping another dime over the weekend. AAA finding the national average price for regulars up to $4.86 a gallon. That's a 25-cent a gallon bump over the past week. The price is over $5 a gallon in 9 states and the District of Columbia. As the pain at the pump continues, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg reminds everyone on ABC News it's all the oil company's fault.
The price of gasoline is not set by a dial in the Oval Office. And when an oil company is deciding hour by hour how much to charge you for a gallon of gas, they're not calling the administration to ask what they should do. They're doing it based on their goal of maximizing their profit.
Elon Musk is threatening to end his deal to buy Twitter, accusing the company of not complying with his request for data on its spam and fake accounts. USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the Senate returns from their recess, Republicans on the Hill are continuing to call out the Biden administration.
In frustration on how the Biden administration operates, Republican Senator from Tennessee Marsha Blackburn was on Fox News Monday morning complaining the Biden administration is overwhelmed and nothing is getting done, or no one's in charge, leading to the same result.
They're too busy opening the border. There's crime in the streets, inflation, the price at the pump. The issues are out of control, and you have to wonder, why are they doing this, and why are they making decisions that complicate the lives of the American people every single day?
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
NFL quarterback Deshaun Watson is being slapped with a 24th lawsuit claiming sexual misconduct. The alleged victim's lawyer calling the allegations strikingly similar to those made by other victims. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul is aiming to address gun violence by signing 10 bills into law that tighten the state's gun control policies. Governor Hochul says we're constantly reminded about the scale of gun violence across the nation.
10 of our brothers and sisters in my hometown were senselessly slaughtered while grocery shopping at a place called Tops Friendly Markets, targeted by a white supremacist. Literally because of the color of their skin. His words, not mine.
The law includes raising the legal age to purchase a semi-automatic weapon from 18 to 21, expanded red flag laws, and a ban on large ammo magazines. The studio behind the summer blockbuster film Top Gun Maverick is facing a lawsuit over copyright infringement. In a suit filed against Paramount Pictures, the family of the author, whose article inspired the original 1986 film, said the studio failed to reacquire the rights. The family claims the film was finished after they reclaimed the article's copyright in January 2020. They're seeking unspecified damages and to block Paramount from distributing Maverick or other Top Gun sequels. Take USA Radio News with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.